Myself and two colleagues attended a meeting with the sales and management team in Galway on Monday, where we were seeking, we had written to them on August 26th, outlining the agenda for the meeting, seeking to for them to come with a plan for curtailment of services because of the number of vacancies that exist in nursing and midwifery in the sales group. And if I could just bring it home to Letterkenny, based on the information, you know, I have, it was given to me, there are 38 vacancies in nursing up in Letterkenny, permanent vacancies and 21 temporary. Now, bearing in mind that the new graduates are actually filling an additional 12 vacancies, you do the mathematics in that, and that gives you 59 vacancies with the potential of additional ones if the new graduates leave because they haven't been offered a full-time permanent contract. So how can you run a service if you are down 59 nurses and midwives?
And that is a very serious situation because, as you say, the failure to offer full-time posts to graduates, which I understand had been given as a commitment in the past, that's going to mean if they get something somewhere else, they're gone.
Well, Donal, there's two things here. First of all, and I'll just deal with the new graduates if I can, the basis on which permanent contracts were to be offered to new graduates was if the hospital had a vacancy, a permanent vacancy and a position number, they could offer a permanent contract. The SAILSA actually queried our numbers that we gave at our meeting, and we're waiting for a response from them. The problem is our graduates are highly qualified and sought after, and they are not going to hang around on a wing and a prayer hoping that somebody will offer them a permanent contract. When they know they can go to England, they can go to Canada, they can go to the States, they can go to Saudi, they can go to Australia, where they will be valued, nourished, and brought along and actually treated in a dignified manner, which is not what has happened in this country. The minister came to our conference in May and promised all of the new graduates a permanent contract and yet failed to deliver. Now, if the new graduates leave, it further impacts on the already short staffing that exists in the hospital. And that in itself, we know that there is no difference now between summer and winter. In fact, for the last 3 years, July and August have been the worst months out of the 12-month period. We already know that the flu has hit the southern hemisphere, and has taken many, many casualties in young infants, in people with who are compromised from a health perspective, particularly chest and heart, and the elderly. And that will move up here now into our winter. We don't have beds for the existing patients that are attending the EDs, which results them lying on trolleys, on corridors, in treatment rooms, standing in corridors in ED, sitting on chairs. So what is going to happen now in winter? And yes, the hospitals are packed, and if we curtail the services, there will be a further build-up in the ED department. But you have to keep the patients that you have in the hospital safe. You have to have adequate numbers and appropriate numbers to look after those patients of nurses and midwives, and we haven't got it. And you go to a meeting, a regional meeting, having served notice of what the agenda was, and people come with nothing except to say that curtailment of services would be the last option when all else has failed. But in itself, there is a failure to recognize that we have gone beyond the point and we are now at the stage where we are going to have to curtail services. Take Letterkenny yesterday morning, 39 patients waiting for beds, and what happened? People were told, who were on paper lists, were told to come to casualty, and they would come in through casualty and get a bed. And I have been told that that is not the first time that has happened in Letterkenny. Now, nobody will countenance somebody who has cancer needing surgery. That goes without saying. And there are people I know, because I was a bed manager in Letterkenny for 9 years, who've had surgeries cancelled time and time again. And if there's specialised equipment brought in, then their surgery has to go. But you cannot have silly games being perpetuated in a hospital that is bursting at the seams and staff who are burnt out trying to deliver what's supposed to be a first-class health service in a first-world country.
How can that be prevented?
It's multifactorial, isn't it, Donald? And we all know that there is no one solution. It is a number of processes and actions that could be taken to address it. But I suppose from my perspective, our members, nurses and midwives in Letterkenny Hospital, University Hospital, and all hospitals around the country are seeking to keep the patients that they have in their wards, even if they're on trolleys, on corridors, in treatment rooms, additional beds pushed in, safe. But it is a daily challenge. And it is taking its toll mentally and physically.
And the reality is, as you've said, new graduates who are working there at the moment on a temporary basis, they're not being offered permanent contracts. They're certainly not being offered contracts on the terms and conditions that they would wish. And until that changes, until we see an end to a recruitment drive and we see better terms and conditions for nurses coming in from the INMO's point of view, then the situation will not be resolved.
Absolutely. And the other irony and sadness in this entire situation is that nurses and midwives realize that they are dealing with human beings and want to and wish to treat them with respect and dignity on a daily basis, which is everybody's entitlement. But what we have is we have a system now that is all about number crunching. And therefore, when all you're interested in is numbers and targets, you take away the humanity of what the healthcare service was first established to deliver. And the people who are interested in the number crushing are far removed from the daily challenge for nurses and midwives in Letterkenny and in every other hospital throughout the country to deliver a world-class health service.